BoxerVoice.com. No intro. We are live from Fort Lauderdale and obviously all over the place. There you go. Fucking Ron got sound bites. Why you ain't just play an intro, Ron? You could have saved the day, man.
I ain't got no intros, man.
Damn, you could have played a little something. I don't know if you're just tuning in. We're live. We're going to be discussing this breaking news. PBC, Fox finalize a multi-year deal. And they're talking about $60 million is the estimated budget, but they're also, the verbiage in the article is that the budget eclipses $60 million. So that, to me, or at least I'm interpreting that as if it's a lot more than $60 million. And the author also indicates that Showtime has a budget of upwards of $60 million. So this is what we're going to be discussing today. Obviously, boxing is back. It's alive. I remember a few years ago, people were saying it was dying. People also said PBC was dying. These are two multi-year deals now that we're discussing with PBC. As a boxing fan, we're in a good place. We got DAZN. We got ESPN. We got HBO. We got Showtime. Now we have Fox and who knows what else. So if this is something you're interested in, something you want to talk about, well, then you know what to do. Stick around. There will be no phone calls, but we're definitely going to be taking paying close attention to the chat and giving everyone in the chat at least an opportunity to voice their opinion via the keyboards. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button right now as you're coming into the live stream. Just smash that thumbs up. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets the world know that TBV is here putting in that work. We're on the road. Some of us soldiers are in the studio, but we're here to work, man. So let me jump out to the co-host. Again, no soundboards. So
you know, I don't need no intro, man. What's up, people? What's up, TBV family, baby? Back with another one. Al Heyman, man, he's steady breaking the bank, ain't he? Good Lord. He got 10 championship fights on Fox and another 12 shows on FS1. I mean, if you like boxing, that's got to be good news to your ears because Fox is free. You got 10 championship level fights on Fox for free. No cable needed. It's basic. I mean, only thing you need is a goddamn antenna. And you got it, or some kind of antenna on the wall or something like that. And FS1, I mean, Tuesday night fights, Friday night fights, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Shout out to Al Heyman for keeping his PBC brand going. So I'm just going to pass it out to my guy, Ron. And Callie, what's going on, baby?
Yo, what's going on, man? You know, no intro squad, but we keep it hype. We keep it live. And we got some more news. So, yeah, the Al Heyman thing, I remember a lot of people were talking about, yo, Al Heyman said he was going to make this boxing work on free TV. Now, I'm not going to be the super advocate and like praise Al Heyman, but this is definitely a big step to that promise of getting more boxing, hopefully better boxing for free or on cable TV. So in this, hopefully this can, this budget, they can sacrifice some of the bigger stars and put them on this platform, paying well enough advertising. And then maybe some of these fighters become those household names that we always talk about. Maybe a Deontay Wilder, maybe some of these other guys. Maybe they're too good, but we can bring up some up and coming stars. Hopefully they use their platform properly because PBC does have, I think, over, 100 fighters, 160 or something crazy, some absurd amount. So hopefully this also gives those other fighters more opportunity to fight, more active on air and things like that. But what's up, Danny, man? I see you over there. Whose house you in?
That's right. I'm on the road with Ness. We're in Fort Lauderdale. Putting in that work. So we're trying to make it work in this hotel room. But great news for boxing fans, absolutely. Great news for the sport overall. I think PBC is definitely not dead. And Al Heyman had to do something. You know, you got Top Rank, ESPN putting in that work. You got Eddie Hearn, DAZN putting in that work. So Uncle Al had to do something as well. So I let him know. I called Showtime, called Fox, and we made the deal happen. So I'm glad to be a part of it. And you know, let's talk more about it, guys.
I mean, and to be frank about it, man, like the only other promoter that really has like three networks is like Eddie Hearn. He has a DAZN, he has Sky, and he has Danny Jacobs on HBO. Now Al Heyman, he has like more pull and like more say so because he has Showtime, which gets like the premium fighters. Then you have Fox that's going to get some championship level fighters too. Don't forget we had was it Porter versus Thurman? I mean, yeah, Porter versus Thurman on free TV, right?
That was on CBS, and as was absolutely no, absolutely, and so was Thurman and Garcia. That was also on CBS, and that if I'm not mistaken, both fights did over 5 million live watches on CBS. So free TV should be similar numbers to Fox, and now both with Fox and FS1, it's even bigger because there will be no more UFC on either network. So it will be solely boxing. So if people want to watch free boxing, it's literally, you know,
I'm seeing I'm seeing FS1 to be like one of those channels that's going to get like a lot of prospects and a lot of fighters that maybe just lost and on the comeback trail. I think that's pretty much what FS1 is like going to be. What you think, Ryan?
Well, just to kind of educate some of the listeners that don't know, UFC themselves have negotiated out of their contract, or not, they've ended their contract, so they moved their platform to ESPN, which many people, including myself, speculated that Fox will be more boxing because that's all they have. So at this point, FS1 does have a big card coming up. I'm talking about, you got Money Powell, they got Joey Spencer, they're bringing on Joe Joyce, F.A., and, you know, they got the slugfest with the Ortiz and Molina. And they're probably – oh, they also got Brandon Figueroa's on there. That's Omar Figueroa's brother. So, I mean, that card itself was a huge prospect card, actually. So I can actually see maybe even FS1 being a prospect as well as maybe the main event being like those Andre Berto, Devin Alexander. It's a little bit more household names, but fill that card so that they can build that next generation, because Showtime invested a lot of money into those Errol Spences on the PBC early, you know, the Keith Thurman. Remember, like, these guys weren't really household names or even known big in the boxing community. Built them up on that platform, then it went up to Showtime. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to use FS1 maybe for prospects, and maybe, like you said, maybe some of those guys got one or two losses, and then bring the big fights over on Fox, you know, the
instant transfer. Realize, like, they said, like, the minimum was like 60 million. It could be more, right? So, like, well, the minimum. Go ahead. Then. I can't see you, man. So,
nah, it's all good. They said, it says PBC and Fox have finalized a long term deal for fights to appear on both Fox and Fox Sports One with an annual boxing budget that eclipses 60 million. Multiple sources told the ring.com. The deal, which will be announced Tuesday, will kick off in December. The agreement calls for 10 championship-level fights on Fox, with at least another 12 shows on Fox Sports 1. That's to be added to the Showtime existing budget, also estimated over 60 million. So this has nothing to do with the Showtime deal that also is upwards of 60. Now, what I'll ask you guys is, what does this really mean for us, right? Like, because if Showtime is already trying to solidify all the premier, you know, fighters and premier boxing champions, now what does Al do on Fox? Like, he still has to give them, obviously, what it says here, 10 championship level fights. Championship level is Danny versus Thurman, not Jamal James versus Ulgas. Like, that's not championship level, and I just want to distinguish the two. So do you think that he has the obviously budget is there, but I mean, does he have the stable to put elite level fighters on two separate networks?
I mean, some of these guys like Errol Spence want to be extremely active, you know, three times, maybe four times, and you got a lot of these younger guys who's coming up, maybe they might capture a couple titles, and maybe this is something where they plan in the future and hopefully maybe put them on. I mean, Gervonta himself might want to jump on and fight a little bit more active on this card, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to see, right, because I read their whole article, and like, Showtime's not going to invest in Gervonta and then let him go to Fox. They said that. Like, so, you know, Fox is going to have to invest in some of the fighters that Showtime hasn't already.
I mean, have they really invested in, like, Gervonta, though? Well, outside of his fight in the UK.
Devonta not having a fight because of his promoters and handlers has nothing to do with Showtime.
Well, maybe it's because of the Showtime budget. Remember, Eddie brought that up.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't believe that is the case. I feel that Showtime has shown Gervonta Davis extreme interest. They aired the Pedraza fight. They've aired all his
undercard.
They've aired the fucking fight in the UK.
That's the only main event.
Press conferences, like, I don't know, man. I think they're invested in Gervonta. I mean, just like they're invested in Earl and Deontay and the Charlos. So if they're invested in all those fighters, then what fighters end up on Fox is my question.
I'm looking at Gervonta and the Charlos, and I'm looking, and they really haven't headlined their own card on Showtime. That's all I'm saying.
As long as these guys could let's say Heyman could somehow work out a deal where it's like, look, a guy like Gervonta or Earl or Danny, they'll give you two fights on Showtime, but you got to let me give them one on Fox.
Well, and then another thing you have to realize is that Showtime may have the budget. They obviously have the interest, but they may not have all the TV dates. Obviously, we're talking about Gervonta. He just tweeted recently, like, I've only fought once this year, shaking my head. And these guys want to be more active. They should be more active. That being said, Ness just made a great point. They may get maybe two fights on Showtime, maybe one on Fox. I guess we'll have to see. You know, we should maybe begin to see by end year, since the deal is kicking off in December. So we will have to see, but I feel like a lot of the PBC stable fighters aren't able to be more active because Showtime just doesn't have the dates. So now we spoke recently on the show, the Showtime deal was huge. Now we have Fox being a part of it, FS1, who's already been a part of the PBC brand. But even with CBS, they tried getting CBS involved, but CBS didn't have, you know, we didn't see many fights on CBS. Now CBS and Showtime are the same company, essentially. So maybe because I don't know how it works. I could be wrong. Maybe they fall
CBS,
on the budget.
CBS, like during the fall, CBS is more invested in college football. And real quick, like with this deal, do you guys think that more cross promoting will happen? I mean, Eddie Hearn said he's willing to work with anybody, and we see Bob Arum working with Frank Warren, working with Eddie. I mean,
and I highly doubt it, bro. Listen, he just got over $60 million from two separate networks. What does he need to deal with Eddie for? I feel that it'll be on a need to deal with basis only.
Okay.
What if they use the like Fox to bring on guys like, I don't know, maybe a Leader Alvarez? Maybe that fight doesn't go on HBO. So at that point, that would be a good opportunity to bring him and Sergey Kovalev maybe on Fox, or maybe David Benavidez may have, or you know, the guys who might haven't hit that prime time, you know, main slot, but not like the Charlos or Gervonta because they still want to keep them on. But they can probably take some of these other guys like a Leader Alvarez because he's promoted or he's advised by Al Heyman, right? So I think that would be a good fight for
Fox.
Yes,
he is. And I agree that would be a great fight for Fox. Now, what you also have to realize is this. Basically what they're going to want to do with Fox, because it is free TV, and I mean, we saw with CBS and Thurman and Garcia and Thurman and Porter, you're going to want to put those fights that are exciting on TV, and for it to be exciting, you know, those promotable guys, because in my eyes, if they're investing all this money, why wouldn't you want those exciting fighters that will bring those casuals to, okay, you know what, let me go check out some of these FS1, these PBC on FS1 fights, or, you know, let me pay those $12 a month for Showtime to check out some of the other fighters. So to me, you know, the reason CBS did great ratings for both Thurman fights on CBS with Porter and Garcia was because they, you know, people knew that they were exciting fighters. People heard their names. Some of the casuals knew the names a little bit. So I feel like they're going to try to, or they should target the same, you know, the same idea with Fox, essentially, right?
Now, Ness, though, correct me if I'm wrong. You said that Showtime is heavily invested in certain fighters, and they probably won't be willing them to let them go to Fox, right?
Yeah, that's what I took out of the article.
But hasn't Deontay Wilder like had a couple title defenses on Fox early?
That is correct.
So I mean, and that's when was when Al Haymon was signed with Showtime, because he won his belt on Showtime, right or wrong? That's all I'm saying. If I mean, even though they're heavily invested in certain fighters, don't necessarily mean that they won't get those certain fighters on free TV where they can get.
The article says Showtime announced plans for expanded coverage in 2019 and beyond, including monthly shows. A major criticism of PBC has long been the inactivity of some of his best fighters. Exactly what you guys were just discussing. So it says between Showtime and Fox, there figures to be around 20 top flight telecasts involving A-level fighters. A trickier problem will be how each network shares the best talent. And this is a quote directly from Espinoza. As much as we would like to, we know there is a limit to what we can do here. President of Sports and Event Programming for Showtime, Steven Espinoza, told The Ring last week. There's a limit at every network, at every platform. It does take a collection of networks and platforms for the sport to be healthy. Where's the other quote? Anyway, now, go ahead.
Another thing I that makes me wonder, because, okay, we get these championship fights, okay? So
there goes. It says it's likely Showtime will retain the rights to certain weight classes they've invested in heavily, like the welterweights, with other divisions heading over to Fox. Heyman's roster is the deepest at featherweight, welterweight, junior middleweight, and light heavyweight, but there are budding stars at other weights too. So heavyweight title holder Deontay Wilder signed a PBC. Jermell Charlo is a middleweight. Mikey Garcia. So, you know, it's a matter of where those guys are going to end up.
And big shout out to Pittsburgh Brewer. He brought this up. Maybe they use Fox for those championship level fights as tune ups for like fighters who are coming back, or in between fights for fighters that they know that may not be a good matchup on premium cable.
That's what I was thinking is saying, because the fact is like maybe those guys may have a mandatory or random things that aren't as exciting and considered mismatch. So you might want to put those guys on Fox, you know, and then put the real good fights on Showtime.
That's a great point. And I mean, Mike, you touched on that obviously with Wilder. He had several title defenses on Fox. I don't want to say several. I recall two, but, you know, there were title defenses that on paper are mismatches, but people still got to see them fight on Fox. So we could see, you know, when they say championship level boxing, it still could be, you know, your title holders maybe just fighting a little bit lower level opposition.
Yeah, that's a valid point. But I just don't understand, like, I'm not hating on this, by the way. I seen somebody in the chat that said I was hating. I'm not hating at all. I'm excited for Al Haymon. I'm glad he's continue doing good things for these fighters. But at the same time, Showtime said they're heavily invested in certain fighters, but I'm just not seeing them out as much as I would like to. So I'm thinking I'm not seeing them as much on Showtime as I would like to. Put them on Fox.
But remember when PBC first started, it was about 3 years ago, and you know, Haymon came out, and this article does a great job of reminding everyone what took place and how it took place, how aggressive he was, and what the strategy was. And the strategy obviously was to buy time slots on these networks and flood them with quality fights and fighters in hopes that they would fall in love and then eventually pay Haymon to view these fighters when Haymon was paying them to have these fighters on there. It didn't work with every network, but, you know, he's gotten deals now with Fox and with Showtime. So I think that now that criticism is going to stop, because obviously he has dates, a lot of them. and they need to be filled now. Plus, he has budget. So it's not like, oh, I got dates, but not enough money to pay my top guys. Even if he paid everybody $2 million, he still got enough money on one network, right? Because, like, I mean, in terms of elite-level fighters, they got maybe 20 elite-level fighters, right? Yeah. So that's only $40 million if you pay them each at $2 million, which none of them fuckers are getting $2 million each. Not all of them anyway, right? So there's plenty of money to go around.
And the fighters on FS1 purses are probably not going to be that big. So that budget may not really take up much of the $60 million.
Well, I don't know. Are they? Because, I mean, they're still giving them upwards of $60. They should use it correctly. I would hope he's not going to take – I mean, I doubt
– I mean, but basically, like, FS1 fight be on Tuesday nights and sometime on Friday nights, right? I mean, they're rarely ever
Sundays. They do Sunday too. They got one coming up on this Sunday, or not this Sunday. But
I mean, $60 million for Tuesdays and Sundays sounds like a lot of money. I would hope they step
up. That's what I'm saying. So the FS1 part may not be that much of the budget, but the Fox part may take up a lot of the budget. Is what point I was getting to. But go ahead, Ryan.
Well, another thing you got to look into is a lot of these other championships, you know, maybe getting out of contract soon. They're probably in negotiations, maybe. And then bid wars. This is going to be a big thing coming up in the top rank. It just worked out their claws to get more money. You know, DAZN, Eddie's claiming that he's going to get this large amount of money. He's already trying to throw in some big money in the purse bids for fights that some people may not feel should have been that much involved. So this is just another case of more money, and it's going to be great for fighters. That's one beautiful thing. That so hopefully this would promote more fighting, more fights for us, better fights, and maybe even fights that we may not even be able to see. Maybe this might also go and we'll be able to see more of the prospect of developing things like that, the undercards and the whole entire future star developing. But
I wonder, do they use this budget the way that Eddie is, or actually the way that Bob is? Bob is actively bidding on fights and winning and bringing talent that isn't necessarily top ranked talent to ESPN to be viewed on top ranked promoted shows, which I think is intelligent, because he's showing, look, there's no way I could fill up my scheduled dates on ESPN alone. I got to go out there and get talent. So I like what Bob is doing. And I wonder, does he do the same, or does he look at it and say, look, I got 160 fighters plus I can do, you know, a lot with this money with the fighters I already have, instead of spreading this money too thinly?
I mean,
well, another thing you got to think about is just to kind of continue what Ness touched on. You know, you talk about DAZN and you talk about Bob with ESPN. So, I mean, DAZN we haven't seen yet here in the U.S. We'll get a chance to see it this weekend with the Amir Khan fight. And basically with Bob, what he's been doing with his ESPN fights,
we won't really get to see it because they're putting it on Facebook for free.
So basically what I was getting at is what they've done, what Bob Arum has done and what DAZN is going to do this weekend, even if it is on Facebook, is that they're getting a lot of the overseas fights. We saw that with ESPN picking up that Tevin fight in Australia. We've seen that, you know, Tuesday at like 3 a.m, you had fights on ESPN Plus for like the flyweight title, the IBF title, you know, in Japan. So maybe this may be something where a lot of, you know, or maybe not a lot, but some of these overseas fights get picked up as well on perhaps FS1 or perhaps on Fox as well. That may be a thing that we also see, or could see at least.
Yeah, and another thing too is you got to remember this whole relationship that with Frank Warren and Al Haymon making this Wilder and Fury thing. I mean, many people say, why would you send Tyson Fury to fight Wilder when many people feel like, you know, you're ruining your chances of making more money and you're destroying your stable. But maybe they're working something out. Like he said, maybe there might be more daytime fights. Maybe this is his way to get some of the UK fights to counteract. And maybe Frank Warren maybe might be in the cahoots with some of this stuff, where they may be working on kind of like a UK US broadcasting where,
man,
they get their money together.
Just too goddamn nice, man. Come on, bro.
What do you mean?
Am I the only person that like sees it? Like, what Al Heyman signing this deal, great. With Bob Arum signing his deal, great. With Eddie Hearn signing his deal, great. Even with Frank Warren with BT Sports, great. But doesn't this make it harder to get the fucking matchup that we fucking want? Right or wrong?
I agree. I mean, it could definitely put a hamper in things because everyone has their own money, everyone has their own network, and everyone wants to bring the best to their network. It's like if we get a big budget and they're like, all right, guys, go out and do your best, you know, we're not going to want to necessarily do any collaborations with any other channels because we have to, you know, show our ass to our sponsor that gave us all this money. So, you know, when someone gives you a check, you got to kind of make them feel that that money didn't go, you know.
And then y'all know the only way we're going to get these big fights, y'all already know. You got to pay for that shit, pay-per-view only. Ain't none of these fights going to be on the zone, going to be for free, none of that shit. Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford, pay-per-view. Joshua Wilder, pay-per-view.
Errol Spence versus Crawford, next one. Because of Bob, but
shit.
Don't say shit because we've already seen PBC put their two best for free multiple occasions.
But not
Bob. We haven't seen him do that.
But not against a guy like Terrence Crawford though. We all know.
Come on, no.
I'm saying
with two back-to-back dudes where the fight was 50-50. They could have been.
Everybody sees this fight as the biggest fight, though. People out there see Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence over everybody else. I'm not just being biased. That's what the consensus is.
I hope Crawford sends you a fruit basket.
Oh my god!
I mean, you got to look at it this way too. Just like he said, Keith Thurman was on free television back to back. What if maybe this is a potential? Errol Spence and Keith Thurman, you know, look, at the end of the day, you have your romance with Terrence Crawford or romance with Errol Spence or whoever. Look, at the end of the day, they're going to put something significant on this and they've done it. So you can't exclude that. And don't be surprised if they do, because the benefits of Keith Thurman being on there was significant, because once he did those two fights, I promise you, things changed a little bit for him.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Look, man. And then also let's look at the facts. Like, these networks aren't stupid. If they're going to dish out that much money, if a network like Fox is dishing out with Showtime, who has a paid subscription following, is dishing out, you think they're not going to line these fights up to where they're going to make money? Now, Mike, you just said how Fox has a big following for football. Obviously, we know they got the Big 12 on Saturdays and they got NFL on Sundays. We've seen Errol Spence on NBC fight after the Olympics. So you think that they can't line up? You think they can't line up one of these fights to coincide either before or after a football game and make a shit ton of money? Because they're going to have millions of people watching. Come on, Mike.
I like that shit, Danny. You got me. That point right there was the best point I heard all night. If you put fucking Errol Spence or fucking Thurman or Wilder behind a football game, especially NFL on a Sunday, oh my fucking God.
They've done that many times though, so it's very obvious.
They did it for the Olympics,
and guess how well they did after the Olympics.
But they didn't keep the fucking momentum up with it. Now they have a deal with Fox where they can do it like sporadically. You know what I'm saying? And like consistently.
So that goes back to the same thing. So we're gonna put all those fighters on Fox now. There has to be a balance too. So it can't be as consistent.
Well,
it's also.
I hope Danny get paid for that shit.
When you talk about consistency, it may not be as consistent as far as the level of competition in the fights, but these fighters want to be more active because at the end of the day, if they're not fighting, they're not making money. So they'll take a little bit less money for a mismatch fight or a mandatory fight and be broadcasted on national television versus sitting their fucking asses at home. So when you can line up maybe Gervonta fighting a number 3, number 4 in the IBF or the WBA or whoever, you know, before, after a football game, or, I mean, football season is going to be over when this deal starts or close to, But then, believe it or not, NASCAR has a fucking huge following. So if they can do a fight after NASCAR on a Sunday afternoon, or you know, something similar, something along those lines, you're talking big money. Fox also does Major League Baseball. So when this deal starts, Major League Baseball, the season will be over. But guess what? It's a 4-year deal with Fox. So they could continue into doing similar things like this. Like this isn't and come on, they've put out the blueprint. CBS did it, NBC's done it. Now Fox has this 4-year deal with PBC, and they have the blueprint on how to do it. And they also have the budget to do it. They have the budget.
Well, the thing is, this is something that's happened many times in history in the 70s and the 80s and 90s. Obviously, at that time, the fighters weren't getting paid enough. These fighters weren't getting paid enough until Muhammad Ali came in the game, and things kind of changed. That's where a lot of professional athletes started getting paid a little bit more and more and more. So now they're just trying to go back to that old school method, and now they're trying to get the budget, and then we're going to see boxing on a regular basis, and they're trying to bring it back to the casuals, because they're trying to build the next pay-per-view stars. Mayweather's gone. You know, they're building up Deontay Wilder. He's doing his first pay-per-view. You know, Showtime hasn't had a heavyweight pay-per-view for like over like 10 years. Same with HBO. Like, there hasn't been significant pay-per-view stars. And ever since Mayweather left, they need to go back to the basics, back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, build these big fighters, build these platforms, like you said, air them in the right times, you know, after the Olympics, these big sporting events, and then use these sporting events and advertise throughout the night, so that at the end of that event, they don't just click the channel off, they sit and wait, because they're doing their promotional job that they're supposed to do as promoters.
Well, look, to me, it's more than pay-per-view. To me, it's about that consistency. Like when you're signing these big deals with free TV, obviously you want to put on these fights. You just brought up the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Well, back then they used to do fucking fights three times during the week. You had Past Blue Ribbon that did Wednesday night fights. Gillette did Friday night fights. Gillette, the razor company. I forget who it was Monday. And you had big names like Sugar Ray Robinson fighting during the week.
Do you know why though? Because they could afford to pay these guys dirt cheap. The fighters are so much smarter. Like, the UFC is having that same issue now, where you know they're feeling underpaid. Now going back to the boxing, because I want to go. These fighters got smarter. Fighters back then weren't making this type of money, not even close. They were getting paid. They were nickel and dime. You know, Don King was working people. And at the end of the day, these guys were expendable to some sort of degree. So the fighters got smarter. And unfortunately, this is what happens. Now the business side became such a huge part of boxing. They know how to tap in the back end. Back then, they could just pay these guys. Like, they didn't really care or didn't know better. And that's what happened. Now they care about their health and they know better about their worth.
One second.
One thing Fox should not do, they shouldn't do like a merry-go-round of fighters. They should do what Showtime does. They should get their fighters that they want and make them their flagship fighters. If you want to be consistent with your viewership, give people somebody that they know. Don't give people
if you do
somebody
that,
different. Go ahead.
If you do that, you're shooting yourself, because now you have a small pool to choose from. Right? You got to really invest into boxing and become an Eddie Hearn and go seek out fighters in that division in which you're interested in. And you still might run across speed bumps, because there's other promoters out there that have those same fighters in the division. You know what I mean? It's just going to be difficult. They gotta play nice for things.
All I'm saying, if you have 10 dates on Fox, it shouldn't be 10 different fighters. That's all I'm saying. Give people some kind of consistency, some kind of person that they know. If they don't know the person, they might not tune in. But if they see, oh, that's the guy who fought a couple months ago, he knocked dude ass out, I want to see him again, rather than somebody that they fucking never heard before. That's all I'm saying.
That's not true, because you got to also understand, a lot of these fighters start on these platforms and they build up. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to build some sort of casual response with these. This is what it is. And a lot of these fighters, I'm sure they love the Showtime experience, but a lot of these fighters probably do want to go on CBS, go on Fox, so that everyone can watch it. They know they're going to get that real exposure that they couldn't get on Showtime. And as easy as going to a bar and say, yo, I'm fighting, turn this on. It's nothing that they have to go out of their ways because they already have any sports bars. These sports bars just flick it on. They don't have to pay all these crazy fees and stuff like that. They just turn on or already have it on and it just casually comes on. Like these sports bars have certain channels they just leave on no matter what. At the B-dubs and these bars, they don't even make me hesitate because they know these are the channels that most people watch. So it gives them opportunity just to magically come up on these bars and the TVs. It's just putting them on Front Street. So I'm sure a lot of these guys do want to go on there. And that's really how you get that exposure. No one really becomes a star just being on HBO. They become a star when they're everywhere. Anthony Joshua probably was able to get that low cost budget price.
You got to back that up, man. I know Canelo previously was on Showtime. Don't give me, I know that.
But that doesn't take away the fact that Canelo all these other fighters.
I mean,
What does that have to do with anything though? Like HBO invested all their money on Triple G.
People don't get big by being on one network. Triple G.
When did Triple G ever get big without Canelo? His fight with Danny Jacobs did less than 200,000. If you look in pay-per-view history, that's one of the worst pay-per-views of all time. Just like Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford did one of the worst pay-per-views of all time, too. You can't really rely on this all sitting on HBO. Canelo was a national star, and he was crossed over when he fought Mayweather, became a bigger star, and Oscar De La Hoya put all his chips in this fighter, and HBO invested a lot of money. Look, Showtime, PBC, they're more than just two fighters. That's why we make jokes about HBO. Sure, you can be a star, but you got to be that one percent of those two fighters that they're willing to put all their money in. Sergey Kovalev was
fighters, for those two fighters, even though Showtime has a bigger subscriber base, they do sometimes better views with mediocre fights than
false. That's false. HBO has a significantly, you can Google this, HBO has
bigger. Right. I said that before I started. I know I said even though HBO has a bigger subscriber base than Showtime, they do better numbers on certain fights that may not be like championship level fights. Then the Showtime does, like Mikey Garcia did, like 600,000. But a fight with who was it? Matisse and a Karam did like 800,000, 900,000. I mean, come on.
So here's the thing though. So a few things. So they're not gonna stick to the same fighters on Fox. Reason being, because at the end of the day, PBC has a two-way deal. They have the part one where they go to, you know, with Fox, and they have part two where they go to Showtime. So guess what? At the end of the day, it's in everybody's best interest, both Al Haymon, Steven Espinosa, and the folks at Fox, to spread the love. Because if you're Al Haymon, well, guess what? You put your fighter on Fox, he's fighting, and it catches the public side. Now they're going to want to pay those few bucks for Showtime. Second off, people don't make a name for yourself starting with Showtime or HBO. Like when you talk about Canelo, how many Mayweather undercards, they did split site Mayweather pay-per-view undercards with Canelo, because like that's really what made him being on those big stages like early on. And at that point, when Canelo first, and me and us just saw it on at the restaurant yesterday, his first ever HBO fight, his first ever televised fight in America, which took place in Mexico, he was already the second biggest Mexican boxing star at that time. And he was like 18 or 19 years old. He was already the second biggest, only behind Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and that was because of the name. So nobody starts off on these big networks. Like, you have to work your way there.
I didn't know who the fuck Canelo was till he fought Mayweather, and that's real shit. And that's back when I was a casual fan. So the casual fan don't know exactly,
and that's because he was only on HBO and Showtime. Had he been on this free TV, you might have known who the fuck he was.
Good point. I do want to bring up though, if they put fights on Saturday nights, you know what I'm saying? People that stay at home and watch TV, Fox, NBC, CBS on Saturday nights around 8 or 9, aren't the kind of people that's going to go out and buy Showtime. I don't feel like.
You don't know. You don't know that.
I don't know, but a big part of that demographic is older people that are at home, right or wrong.
Well, look, think about it like this. A lot of this just has to be the fact that many people have went to a sports bar, and I'm sure a lot of people in the chat could probably agree with this. You went to a sports bar, and it's like, is the fight on? And the fight's not on. The struggle of going to a bar to see a fight is not there. You can't invite your homies that don't care about boxing, and then you can convert them. This is an opportunity for us to take them to the bars, sit them down, let's eat some food, let's talk about life, and yo, the fight's on. This is what I was telling you about. This dude's crazy.
You know what's funny? You ain't got to worry about it. About Ron's story, me and Daniel went to Applebee's a couple of days ago, and it goes to both of your stories, Ron. The other one earlier about casually being viewed on television because these are the shows or the programs or the channels that these bars automatically have on the TV. So me and Daniel order food at the Applebee's bar. Sure enough, there's boxing on one of the maybe 30 televisions, and we get one that has boxing, but it was that PBC fight where Harper walked out the ring, right?
No, it was actually the Beltran fight. It was
well, there you go. Boxing on TV with Beltran, really?
Yeah, it was the rerun. It was the next day, so it was Sunday.
You know, it's still, that's the whole point. It was still on a bar where we don't normally get that. And it was on the next day. And, you know, Beltran got a bunch of eyeballs on him because look how many people in that Applebee's probably
viewed it. And to touch on what Ness just said, it's funny because there was a gentleman sitting to the right of me. And it was the, what was the co-main for that one? Help me out here.
The Beltran, Dog Bay.
So yeah. You know, Dog Bay comes out. He's throwing hands and shit. Gets that first round KO, and this dude's like, "Damn, like who's that kid?" And you know, it's some guy that probably doesn't know, you know, a dick shit about boxing. But at the end of the day, it caught his eye. Why? Because he was just enjoying his meal at fucking Applebee's. Happens to look up and he sees one guy beating another guy's ass, and that's gonna catch everybody's attention. So, I mean, that's a great point. That's a great point, Ron. And, you know, to me, honestly, I recall for both Thurman fights that were on CBS, both Thurman fights, the first one against Porter, I was at B-Dubs. And the only reason I was at B-Dubs because sometimes I want to go to a bar and or go to a restaurant and be able to watch a fight. I don't always want to watch them from home. And I knew that one was going to be on because it was on free TV. So I took advantage and I took my ass to the B-Dubs right there on Losey Avenue in North Las Vegas to watch the fucking fight because that was one of the few times it was going to be on TV. The second time when he fought Garcia, my grandparents, typical old Mexicans, they don't have fucking cable. They have free TV. Well, guess what? I got to enjoy a fight with my grandfather who doesn't have cable because it was on free TV. So now I got a 70-year-old man asking me about these fighters and holy fuck, oh, who's that guy? Tell me more about him. So, you know, free TV is good, but it's also good to share the love too. And I think that's what they're going to do because they'll, you know, PBC also has that Showtime deal. So why not share the love and be able to get, you know, some of these fighters tune-ups or some of these fighters, you know, on paper, less attractive title defenses or mandatories and still be able to give the casuals a good fight and exciting fight.
Y'all call me and say that I like everything. Oh, Mike, you're so positive. Oh, you guys are just eating this shit up. Like, I mean.
Well, listen to this. Okay, and I'm gonna speak to the people because this is understandable. When Lomachenko fought on ESPN, it got tons of attention. A lot of people talked about it. They got to promote it. And I got a lot of people that hit me up. When Terrence Crawford fought on this app, everyone hit me up like, why is Terrence Crawford on the app and not on ESPN? Why? Because everyone knew the value of him being on ESPN.
I'm going to clear this up right now about the Terrence Crawford and the ESPN. Now, we all know during certain seasons, ESPN be on that bullshit. They have softball games running along. They have football games running along. And then you got to switch over to fucking ESPN News, ESPN 2, and all that shit. The reason they put Terrence Crawford on ESPN Plus only, so when his card starts, there is no interruption. They can play it all the way through and don't have to go to fucking ESPN 2 and switch over to ESPN News and do all that bullshit.
Well, here, let me paint another narrative. When Manny Pacquiao fought on ESPN, fought Jeff Horn, that went crazy in everyone's household. Now you got the guy who allegedly beat Manny Pacquiao, right? Everyone knows this is a guy who beat Manny Pacquiao. And you're taking one of your prime big stars, supposedly Terrence Crawford, pound for pound guy, and you're taking this opportunity to move him to
Hold on, we gotta rewind though. The reason Manny Pacquiao and Jeff Horn was on ESPN because HBO didn't want it. Because before that, we were like, who the fuck is Jeff Horn? That's a shit fight. I don't want to see it. That's what I'm saying before. That's why I got on ESPN.
Yeah, but Mike, before don't matter because, listen, before it got him on ESPN, Pacquiao Horn did over $1 million on ESPN, so then why not invest in Crawford instead? They shoved him on the app.
And then people didn't even know how to use the app. That was the other nightmare. Just like Danny said, you can turn on the TV. You know, when my dad hits me, he's the one that got me into boxing. He hits me up and goes, hey, before you watch the fight, can you just tell me how to just, you know, walk me through how to get this. He's a real smart guy, but he's like, yo, I don't know your logins. What's the password to log me out? Okay, cool. Where is it? You know, I don't, you know, I mean, you know, I got to go make some food. He's busy as a man. So he's just trying to like, yo, I'm just trying to get this on, son. Can you just help me out? I can take all day to figure this out.
That's a great point. That is a very great point because now, I mean, both Mike and Ron, you guys make points. I remember when it was last August, Lomachenko had a title defense in LA and it was on ESPN. But what happened? Well, Beltran fought on that undercard as well. What happened? You had, oh, fuck. Well, I think, I don't remember what was on, but it started like on ESPN2. And then, like, second round of the Lomachenko fight switched to ESPN. Now, that's kind of bullshit. But same thing, Ron, what you just said. I got a guy who got me into a lot of old school boxing. He's about, I don't know his age. He's in his 80s, though. He's in his 80s. And he's talking about the app. Like, fuck. So I had to log him into my ESPN Plus account and make sure that every time there's a fight on there that he set up, because he doesn't know how to maneuver the app. And this is a guy who's been to Ali fights live and a diehard boxing fan for 50 plus years and doesn't know how to watch a good fight because it's on this app. So I think the free TV is going to be great. He's calling me watching fights on Bounce because it's on regular TV, but he can't watch a 10 times better fight because they throw it on an app. So throwing these big fights on free TV to me is a great thing. And I think that if they're smart, they're going to show a little bit of the love. Like I said, they'll probably put bigger names, smaller caliber fights, you know, against weaker opponents, like I said, tune-ups, title defenses, you have it on this free TV. And I think it's going to be a great turnout, in my opinion, because, Ron, I mean, you said it earlier, PBC has a stable of about 160-plus or so fighters, and they have a shit ton of really, really, really good ones. So I think that, for one, you know, the show's about Heyman and signing with Fox and FS1, and as well, obviously, we already know he extended his deal with Showtime. So, to me, it's great for PBC. It's great for those fighters. Hopefully, they can remain more active. Hopefully we can see, you know, Mr. Gary Russell more than once every year, and hopefully, we can get Tank a few times a year. And same with the Charlos and the Spences. You know, that's a great point. And I think Al Heyman might have felt a little pressure because you had Eddie Hearn calling, not necessarily Heyman out, but he's like, you know, in our interviews on The Boxing Voice on YouTube, in our interviews, you have Eddie Hearn saying, yeah, I just saw Gervonta tweet how he's only fought 1 year, shaking my head. And, oh, yeah, if you look at Errol Spence, he fought in May against Kell Brook, no injuries, and he doesn't fight till January. Yeah, you're right. And a lot of it's Showtime not having those dates, and now you're able to – Fox came with the big bucks, and maybe we could get them on a Fox fight.
Yeah, well, and
Danny definitely led, so we're going to just follow his suit. Those were final thought words for sure, but we should be wrapping it up. I mean, we're not taking calls, and there's only but so much we could say. We really got to see what they're going to do and go from there. So I guess everyone just give up their final thoughts at this point.
All right, cool. I'll do my final thoughts. And just a quick response to the comments. I know people have been saying that, yo, Terrence Crawford was supposed to be the highlight to bring everyone over to the app, and it may have, but we all knew what it would have did for Terrence Crawford if he was on ESPN. So let's just really open up our eyes and really go back to why these guys became stars. They were on TV. The great fights, the biggest fights were mostly on TV. So hopefully this works out. It's a great deal. It gets more fights. It gets us maybe bigger budgets. Maybe this is an opportunity where money was an issue. And now hey, what was,
real quick, what was Terrence Crawford's purse against Adongo?
Right. It was $2 million,
and on the app against Jeff Horn, he got $3 million. So it might be just be a better situation for him, regardless of the fans. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, and just, you know, the quick rebuttal. I mean, whatever opportunities this like comes out of, you know, it's not just for one fighter. This is not for two fighters. This is for all the fighters. This is a deal that we're talking about more than just the Canelo, the Triple G's, the Crawford, and the Mikey's. We're talking about all the 100 fighters that we don't get to see and the casuals don't get to see on a very easy, convenient way. And this is an opportunity that we don't have to just sit and suffer for the Canelo and Triple G saga. And that's it. We want more. We want to see them more. They want to fight more. And this is what we need as boxing fans and for the boxers. But you can find Fighter IQ, Twitter, and Instagram.
My final thoughts are it's a great deal for Al Haymon and PBC. I'm excited to see what they are going to do, and even more excited to see if they are going to go out and be heavy pursuers and like purse bids and things of that nature. So when it all folds out, we will see, and we will have many more thoughts when that day comes. But until then, you can find me at Gross1911 on IG or Gross2312 on Twitter. Pass it to you, Daniel, or you, Ness, whichever one.
Well, I pretty much said my final thoughts. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. We're working from the road, as you can see. I mean, Ness is back there. We're in the same hotel room. I'm on my phone. He's on the laptop. Like, we're still grinding. So just thank you for everybody supporting. Follow. You can follow me on Ringwalk Danny on Twitter and on Instagram. Ness.
I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Don't forget to tune in to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We're counting down on 85,000. We're pumping out interview after interview. You know, we got tons of heavyweight boxing coverage, from prospects to the heavyweight champion, coaches, trainers, everything that you can imagine is on that YouTube channel. We're working hard. Hashtag we working. Hashtag TBV podcast. Catch us on next one. Peace.
Peace.